This episode of the Consulting Pipeline podcast is brought to you by the Positioning Crash Course. If you're interested in some of the critical issues around specialization, curious about the benefits, wondering if it would be a good fit for you, the Positioning Crash Course is a free email course you can take. It'll reveal all of this to you, and it will cost you nothing other than a little bit of time to sign up for it over at PositioningCrashCourse.com. Johnny Cash's backing band was called the Tennessee Three. They were arguably one of the greatest in country music history. They actually had an original member named Red Kernodle, who played steel guitar. And according to Wikipedia, by 1955, Johnny Cash and his bandmates were in the Memphis studio of Sun Records to audition for Sun Records owner Sam Phillips. Kernodle was so nervous that he left the session, not wanting to hold back the group. I don't know about you, but I am very familiar with how Red Kernodle must have felt when he quit. I bet you know that feeling too, especially if you've tried to create any kind of positive change in your business. There's this feeling of, I don't know if I'm going to be good enough for fill in the blank, good enough to email your audience regularly, good enough to even build an audience in the first place, good enough for your clients, good enough for, quote, the world to see. I am also reminded of a quote from the German romantic poet known as Novalis. He said, a hero is one who knows how to hang on 1 minute longer. What if Red Kernodle had hung on 1 minute longer? How different would his life have been? How many great opportunities would have come his way if he'd pushed through that discomfort? I believe that one of the best ways for you to get leads coming in is to get out there and teach your ideal clients something. Yeah, I mean, sure, your current clients, but I mean your prospective ideal clients. Get out there and teach them something. Doing this involves a lot of sort of Red Kernodle moments. You can either hang on 1 minute longer or you can quit in the face of discomfort. What are you going to do? If you don't, by the way, have any moments in which you're tempted to quit, that may not be a good thing. It may be because you're not engaging in what I have heard called productive discomfort. Things that are hard to do, but push your business forward in a productive way. Specializing is definitely one of those things. It's not for everybody, but I find that folks who are generalists, who are frustrated with the status quo, who are ready to try something different, they are in a good place to embrace this productive discomfort of specialization. And generalists who are sort of have reached a plateau of some kind, they're also in a good place to embrace this productive discomfort. If that's you, I hope you'll give it a try. As Ernie Harwell said, it's time to say goodbye, but I think goodbyes are sad, and I'd much rather say hello. Hello to a new adventure. That's it for this episode of the Consulting Pipeline podcast. See you next time.